Okay, so I'm going to have a little bit of a rant about domestic routers. And by domestic routers, I mean routers that you just pick up in, say, like PC World or you buy online. Because I have now worked this out and I've actually really thought about this. And I have been through, I know for a fact, in 2 years with my mum and at home and at work, I have been through 7 Netgear routers, 7. And that's wireless routers and also just normal routers that you connect to a wireless box. And I know the particular culprit on the Netgears of 3 of them is a DGN 2000. I've been through 3 of those. That's 3 of them. And you know, they're not cheap, really. They're about a ton of pop. And I got really started to get me, I got quite angry about it. And last week, my wired Netgear router that I took from the office because my one packed up at home and I bought a new one for the office, that packed up last week as well. And I went down to my mum's this weekend and her D-Link router, that packed up, the wireless packed up on that. So it was working okay as a wired router, but the wireless was stuffed on that. So I replaced that with a Belkin one, which I'm not so sure how long that's going to last either. So today, last week, Friday, I ordered a Draytech router. Now, the reason I got a Draytech, and I've never heard of Draytech at all, is that I did some poking around online, and obviously, you know, if I was going to buy something that was absolutely the bee's knees, I'd buy a Cisco router, ADSL router, but a Cisco ADSL router is not really conducive to the money for a domestic situation. So having looked around in forums and stuff, the general consensus seemed to be that these Draytech routers were the more reliable route to go down. So I have bought a Draytech router. Bearing in mind, all my gear at home is Apple. So I've got an Apple AirPort Extreme, and that kind of does all my Wi-Fi. So I just wanted a bog standard router. Well, I didn't want a bog standard router. I needed a router with firewall so I can enable my rules and etc. But I don't know. It's got a 2-year warranty. Cost me just shy of £100, which for a router with no wireless on it is you know, a bit more. It's probably about 3 times the price you pay for a normal wired router. But the amount of money and time I've spent on the other routers. And you know what? If you sent them back, how long would it take you to get them back, get them fixed and repaired? I just can't be bothered. So I have high hopes for a Draytech Vigor 2710 router. Let's hope it's built to last. But I have to say, Netgear, if you're listening to this and you want to prove a point, you could send me a free Netgear all singing, all dancing router, because I have genuinely had, in the last 2 years, between my business, my family and myself, 7 Netgear routers of different breeds, etc., and they have all failed, all of them without exception. And if you would like to test any of these routers, I actually have 3 of them in my cupboard now, because I need to break them up so no one can get hold of any settings, etc., in them. But there you go. So kind of a rant, really, and probably gone on far too long. I've had a couple of glasses of wine. So there you go. So let's see how we get on with the Draytech. And if anyone out there wants to give me a Cisco ADSL router, well, hey, I'm listening.